This audio is generated using AI voice technology, including a synthetic voice modeled on Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office.
Welcome to the CIO House View Daily, bringing you the latest market developments and investment insights. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Friday the 11th of September and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equity markets delivered a mixed performance today. At the latest US close, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq fell 0.6 and 1.1% respectively. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 and Switzerland's SMI are down 0.7 and 0.5%. Meanwhile, in Asia, the Nikkei 225 gained 20 basis points. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.16 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The euro buys 0.94 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield stands at 4.94%, while Germany's 10-year bond yield is at 3.5%. Brent crude is down 2.4% at $105 a barrel. Gold is unchanged at $4,365 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments. Turning to today's main topic, inflation remains front of mind for investors as escalating conflict in the Middle East pushes oil prices higher and fuels a sell-off in treasuries. Houthis advance toward Red Sea coastal areas bordering the Bab el-Mandeb, while Iran has reportedly resumed underground ballistic missile production. Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, said its oil production last month fell to the lowest level since 1990. At the time of writing, Brent crude was trading around $105.5 a barrel, while the 10-year Treasury yield stood just shy of 5%. Markets are looking to today's release of the August US Consumer Price Index. A broadly in-line print is likely to strengthen the case for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates at its policy meeting next week. This follows Chair Kevin Warsh's recent hawkish comments, strong labour market data, and persistent supply bottlenecks. Fed funds futures now imply a 72% chance that the US Central Bank will raise its target rate by 25 basis points to a range of 3.75 to 4% on the 16th of September. Our base case is for a further hike in December. But despite the sharp move higher in yields and oil prices, along with growing market conviction about a Fed policy pivot, equities have remained relatively resilient. Global equities stood just 1.9% below their all-time high in August, and the S&P 500 has fallen less than 3% from its record. We maintain a constructive outlook on equities. Solid growth should help the economy absorb higher rates. The global economy remains on a solid footing. US factory activity has stayed in expansion for 8 consecutive months, while the Eurozone Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index for August marked its strongest reading in over 4 years. Across Asia, growth remains resilient and Japan's economic expansion is forecast to accelerate in 2027. While yields have risen on the back of elevated inflation and shifting rate expectations, a solid growth backdrop means markets can often tolerate higher yields. We believe the effects of 2 Fed rate hikes on economic growth would be fairly modest. The Fed's model suggests that 50 basis points of hikes would reduce growth by only a few tenths of a percentage point. Robust profit growth should also continue to underpin equities. The resilient economic backdrop should continue to offer a favorable environment for companies to operate and generate profits, supporting further market performance. We forecast S&P 500 earnings to grow 25% this year, followed by a 14% increase in 2027. We expect Eurozone earnings growth of 15% for both this year and next. Such robust earnings mean stocks can continue to perform well despite the 10-year yield closing in on levels that weighed on risk appetite in previous episodes. Valuations have also come down amid higher earnings, which should make equities less vulnerable to a substantial correction triggered solely by higher yields. Alongside that, AI-related investment remains a powerful tailwind for equities. Second quarter results have validated both growing demand for AI infrastructure investment and the returns on that investment. We believe strong AI-related spending should continue to support earnings and economic growth, as well as investor confidence. Just this week, Oracle reported a 121% increase in cloud sales. Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company also posted record monthly revenue for August, up over 53% from a year earlier. So, we believe equities should stay supported by resilient growth, robust earnings, and strong AI investment. We continue to favour our structural growth opportunities of AI, power and resources, and longevity, and recommend investors position broadly across sectors and geographies. Turning now to the European Central Bank, which raised its three policy rates by 25 basis points on Thursday, lifting the deposit rate to 2.5%. Markets had widely anticipated the increase. According to the latest ECB staff projections, core inflation is expected to rise from 2.5% in 2026 to 2.6% in 2027, before easing to 2.3% in 2028. That means inflation is projected to remain above the 2% target throughout the forecast horizon, despite assumptions that incorporate higher interest rates. In our view, persistent underlying inflation supports maintaining restrictive policy, but limited evidence of entrenched second-round effects argues against rapid tightening. We now expect one further 25 basis point hike in December before a pause, with risks tilted toward additional tightening in 2027. Lower energy prices or weaker growth could, however, lessen the need for further increases. With the bond market already pricing a higher rate path, we don't expect substantial additional repricing. We continue to see value in extending duration through high-quality European government bonds. We retain our constructive outlook for the euro against the US dollar and our forecast of $1.2 to the euro in 2027. We also believe the anticipated tightening path is unlikely to derail improving European earnings. This supports our preference for Eurozone equities and European cyclicals, including information technology, industrials, and banks. Looking ahead to the 14th of September, the focus will be on Japan's July industrial production and Canada's August inflation. And that's it for today. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office, and we look forward to bringing you the latest update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.